Chapter 9.
"It's really not a big deal," Angel insisted for the third time. She folded her arms and looked away, trying to hide the emotion swirling in her chest. How could she explain what Charisse and LaDonna had done without telling Mom the full truth? How could she risk letting Mom know what she was? There was no way.
"Cutting school?" Mom snapped. "Disappearing for half the day? Lying to your teacher about being sick? This is a very big deal, Angel."
Angel felt tears welling in her eyes. She fought to conceal them, to push them back, but she couldn't help it. One threatened to slip down her face. Angel wiped it away quickly, but Mom noticed. For the first time in weeks, she seemed totally focused.
"What is it, Angel?" she pleaded. "Tell me what's wrong. What happened?"
"I've had some trouble at school."
Just then, Dion came down the hall into the living room.
"What's wrong? Why is everyone yelling?"
she asked as she walked over to Angel.
"Dion, remember how I told you Angel and I were going to have a grown-up talk when she came home? We're having that talk right now, baby. I need you to go play in your room until we're done, okay?"
Mom gently squeezed Dion's shoulder and led her back to her room. Angel knew Dion would sit by her door and listen like always. Angel crossed her arms and prepared for the questions Mom was about to ask. She braced herself as her mother took a deep breath and approached her.
"What kind of trouble?"
Angel paused, searching for words to satisfy Mom, but still keep her secret hidden.
"It's just that there are some kids that give me a hard time sometimes," she said finally.
"Like bullies?" Mom asked, her forehead wrinkling with concern.
"Yeah, I guess so."
"Who, Angel?"
"It doesn't matter."
"It does to me," Mom insisted.
"Why would anyone bother you, of all people?
There's nothing about you that..."
"It's because I'm different, Mom," Angel blurted,
surprised at how loud her voice became.
"I'm not like everyone else. And sometimes when you're different, people give you a hard time."
Mom looked at Angel with a puzzled expression.
"Different? You're a regular 14-year-old girl. What are these kids saying to you?"
Angel could feel Dion listening behind the door. There was no way she could have an honest conversation about this with Mom. Not now. Maybe not ever.
"It's just stupid stuff," Angel said,
wishing Mom would stop asking for details.
"I told you, it's not a big deal. Can we just forget it?"
"If it's not a big deal, why'd you sneak out of school in the middle of the day?"
Angel shrugged. She remembered the moment in the hall with Omar and Trevor.
"I got upset, that's all. I'm over it now. Look, can we drop this, Mom? I've got a poetry assignment to finish and a test to study for."
Mom shook her head and grabbed her phone.
"Who are you calling?"
"The school,"
Mom said.
"We're going to get to the bottom of this right now."
"No," Angel yelled. "You'll only make it worse."
"Worse?
You're so scared you won't even talk to me. I'm not sure what's going on over there, but I am sure your principal needs to know about it."
"Mom, please."
Angel grabbed her mother's hands before she placed the call.
"The year's almost over. Just let it go. Please," Angel begged.
"But you'll see the same kids next year in high school. We need to fix this."
Angel's jaw clenched. In a flash, anger and resentment joined the storm of feelings raging in her chest. Maybe on a different day, Mom's concern would be comforting. But after the past few weeks, it was like an insult, a slap in the face.
"Fix it? You can't fix anything right now," Angel yelled,
feeling her eyes beginning to burn.
"What are you saying? You talk about me disappearing. What about you, Mom? Where have you been? You might be here sitting on the couch, but you're not here with us."
Mom winced as if she had been hit. Angel knew it was wrong to speak to her mother this way, but she couldn't stop. It was as if a dam had burst and a flood came pouring out.
"You act as if you're the only one around here upset about Dad. Like it's okay for you to shut down and let things go, but that's not fair, Mom. And then you say you can fix it. Have you even looked around? I mean, the house is a mess. There's never any food around. Dion is lonely, and you don't seem to notice. It's like you don't even care about us anymore," Angel fumed. I know it hasn't been easy these past weeks, but I'm doing what I can, okay?
Well, that's not enough, Mom.
Angel grumbled, turning away so she didn't have to see her mother's glistening eyes. Mom tried to hug her, and as much as she missed her mother's embrace, Angel felt as if it wasn't meant for her, that if Mom knew the truth, she might never want to hug her again. The knowledge was like an invisible wall that Mom's touch couldn't pierce.
Is that what this is all about?
Mom asked finally.
Dad and me?
Angel took a deep breath. The wall between them seemed to thicken. Angel didn't want to lie, but she couldn't say the words anchored to the tip of her tongue.
I think I'm gay, Mom.
Instead, she nodded, feeling her mother's arms on her shoulders. Her touch almost burned.
So where did you go?
Mom asked, rubbing her back. I mean, when you left school.
East Park,
Angel admitted. I went to sit on the bench where Dad and I used to sit. Dion emerged at the doorway to her room.
You went to East Park without me?
She moaned.
Why? I wanted to go too.
Mom's eyes widened at the mention of the park. It was as if she had just remembered something important, something she had forgotten long ago.
You told me you'd take me, Angel,
Dion said as she came into the living room holding her crumpled elephant.
Remember the day before Mama got really mad and broke the dishes?
Mom took a deep breath as if she had just surfaced out of water. She gazed at Dion's sad face and then at Angel. Then she glanced around the apartment, first toward the overflowing ashtrays, then at the dusty table, the laundry piled on the floor, the dirty dishes in the sink, the empty wine bottle next to the sofa. Tears welled in her eyes and her shoulders slumped. Angel had never seen her mother look so defeated. Watching her, Angel felt guilty about her outburst.
I'm sorry, Mom,
she said, unsure how to comfort her.
Me too, Mama,
Dion added, giving her a hug and then handing her the old elephant as if it could help her feel better. Mom smiled and cried at the same time.
No, don't you two apologize to me. You didn't do anything wrong. I couldn't ask for better girls.
You just reminded me of that, she said, wiping her eyes. All this is me. I created it. I need to deal with it. Mom looked around the messy apartment as if she were seeing it for the first time. A hush spread over them for a few moments. Dion finally broke the silence.
Why don't we all go to East Park? She asked. You too, Mama. It'll make us all feel better. It always does. We could get ice cream, too.
Now? Said Angel. Mom gave a teary smile. I can't, baby. I've got a few things I need to do around here right now.
Why don't you two go, if Angel's okay with it?
Be home by 6:30. Next time I'll come along, she said, looking soberly at the apartment. I promise.
Can we go, Angel? Can we go?
Dion begged. Angel smiled at her little sister and gave her a hug.
Let's do it.
Dion cheered. I got a dance I want to teach you too once we get there, Angel added. Mom stopped Angel at the door before she left.
I don't know why anyone would ever pick on you, she said, her eyes still glistening. If they had any sense, they'd see there ain't a better big sister or daughter in the world. You hear me?
Thank you for taking care of us these past few weeks. Mom hugged her then. Angel returned the embrace, but she still felt the pang inside as if something were missing, the hug incomplete.
Will it always be this way from now on?
Angel wondered. There was a part of her that Mom didn't know about, and it ached, unloved, as she closed the door. From the hallway, Angel heard the muffled roar of their old vacuum cleaner coming to life. Angel could barely believe the transformation when they returned from the park. In less than 2 hours, Mom had cleaned up everything. The living room furniture glimmered. Gospel music drifted from the radio in the kitchen. All the front windows were open, allowing the late spring breeze to circulate through the once musty rooms. The piles of laundry were gone, and the washing machine whirred and churned in the background.
Wow!
Dion said in amazement as she looked around. Angel noticed the table was set for dinner. Mom emerged from the kitchen carrying a large pot of steaming spaghetti and sauce.
Fresh rolls were piled on a cookie sheet next to where Angel usually sat. Butter was on the table, too.
"You made dinner?"
Dion exclaimed. "It's like the old days, Angel." "I didn't have time to get much," Mom said, "but I'll do a bigger grocery trip tomorrow."
"Mom, this looks great," Angel said, realizing she was hungry.
In all the excitement of the day, she had barely eaten.
"Girls, I want to apologize for how I've been acting these past few weeks," Mom said as she passed the food around the table.
"You mean because you've been so grouchy and sleepy?" Dion asked bluntly, "and upset all the time?"
Angel would have laughed if the topic weren't so serious and her mother didn't seem so nervous.
"That's right, baby," Mom agreed, patting Dion's hand and explaining how sad she had been about the split up with Dad. "He's moving in with his new girlfriend just a block away, and I can't be near that. It's not good for me or for you girls either."
"What are you saying, Mom?" asked Angel.
"For a while, I've been thinking about moving to the other side of the city. Your dad just pushed up the timeline. I know a neighborhood where we'd be closer to the beach and my job. It's got good schools, too. Bluford High for you, Angel. You could get a brand new start away from those kids. Plus, they got a nice after-school program for you, Dion, at a place called Little Learning Spot. There's even a supermarket nearby."
"You mean we're moving?"
Dion interrupted.
"Not too far away," Mom assured her. "You could still visit Dad or East Park, but I think a change would do us good."
"Could we go to the beach on weekends?" Dion asked hopefully. "And maybe ride that merry-go-round I went on last year?"
"Sure," Mom said with a grin.
"It would take some adjusting, but I think the three of us might like it. What do you think, Angel?"
A brand new start. The words bounced through Angel's mind like lines from a poem. It was an answer, a way to escape from her ruined reputation, the stares, the comments, and the snickers. A way to regain her privacy and avoid being another Jeremy at Lincoln High. Sure, she would lose Charisse for good, but that friendship was already ruined. Then there was Justice, the one person who made her actually want to stay at Lincoln. But that connection wouldn't have to end, Angel figured. She wouldn't let it. They wouldn't be that far away.
"Angel?" Mom asked. Next year beckoned like a blank page in her mind, an entry not yet written, a place where she could try whatever she wanted without anyone laughing at her. Step dancing, maybe even cheerleading, or something else? Her thoughts soared with possibilities.
"It sounds great, Mom," she said, and she meant it.
Later that night, Angel sat hunched over her notebook, revising her poetry assignment for Mr. Collins' class, when her phone rang. She didn't recognize the number.
"Hello?"
"Hey, Angel, it's Wynn. Sorry to bother you. I didn't see you in school after everything, and I wanted to make sure you're okay."
"I'm fine," Angel said hesitantly, curious to know what he had heard.
"I'm sorry about what happened."
Wynn stammered as he spoke. She could picture him running his hand nervously through his hair.
"I didn't want you to think I was mad or anything."
She didn't know how to respond. Did he believe what was going on? She wanted to know, but was afraid to ask. There was a long pause.
"Thanks," she finally said. "Look, Angel, I know what LaDonna and Charisse are saying, and I just wanted to tell you that none of that matters to me, okay? I hope we can still be friends."
Angel sighed with surprise and relief.
"Of course, Wynn. I'm so glad you still want to be friends with me, especially after all that drama."
"You mean after my excellent display of fighting skills?"
he joked. "Seriously, if you still want to go to the party, we can go together as friends. But it's cool if you don't want to."
"Well, I'd like to go with you, Wynn," Angel admitted. "But after everything, I don't think that's a good idea. Besides, I was supposed to go with Trey, Charisse, and Marcus. I doubt that's going to happen now, but I think it's better for everybody if I just stay home."
"Well, I don't think Charisse and Marcus are even going anymore," Wynn said. "They were arguing after school today. It was bad. I doubt those two want to be anywhere together.
Really?
Yeah. I figured I'd let you know in case you were still making plans, Wynn explained.
They spoke for a few more minutes, and Angel fought an urge to call Charisse and find out what happened. But each time she looked at her journal, she could hear Charisse telling her secrets to LaDonna. The betrayal still stung like an open wound.
Let me get back to you about the party. Is that okay?
Sure, Angel, Wynn said, sounding both relieved and disappointed.
And no matter what, Wynn.
Thanks, Angel said shyly.
Thanks for being my friend.